Villa High broke out with a riot. And somebody called late and said there was a bomb in the school. And by that time, the phone rang and each other sent a bomb in the school. Well, all those kids had to try to clean out right quick. And that was just at the high school and had to go down to the elementary too to clean them out. And they had a riot going on at the elementary and one at the high school too. One enough teacher, you know, to stop it.
Yeah.
Police wouldn't come out there because they didn't know what we had. Because most kids didn't and slept knives in the school and stuff. And after we broke that one up that time, they kind of quieted down some until a group of boys got together. And there was this crippled girl out there. And she wore a brace. And they pushed her down the stairs. And when they did that, it broke out again. Then they called everybody in the gym. And we fought and went on till, you know. And they agreed that they would try to, you know, compromise. Because we tried hard to get along with them, but they didn't want to get along. Because, like, if you go in the bathroom, you only had a 15-minute break. And all the kids try to use the bathroom. They go in the bathroom and stand on top of the seat, wouldn't let you use the bathroom. Or even when you get ready to go to the cafeteria, they just cut line and stuff. Or either one of them will come by and pour milk in your plate and stuff like that. They do something to you, you know, just to aggravate you. You know, we got tired of taking it. And you go to the office and you turn them in and say, well, we're doing the best we can. Or either send them home one day. Now, that just make them mad enough to come back the next day and do something worse to you. And a couple times I got my coat cut up out there. Didn't nobody never know who cut it up. And got a book stolen. We just had a hard time when we first went out there. But
yeah.
After the first year, got kind of broke in. When we started fighting back, they calmed down.
When did you start school? That was 70?
That was in 69 when we went to Neshoba Central. But we had already tried, you know. They had put a few of us out there, you know, see could we get along with him. And I told him I could get along with a gorilla if he would half be friendly, you know. But you couldn't get along with those kids. They'd be tired of you every day. I came home, I was beat up. Until then my daddy just got tired and we quit going. Then we went back to Carver, and then they took our school away, which that made us have to go to Neshoba Central. Because our school wasn't no more about 3 years old. And then we had to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a factory at our school and got out there, everything was a whole lot different, you know. And the subject, whereas we graduated at Carver with 18 units out there, we had to have 19. And some of our units that we took at Carver, we had to go back and take them over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said they didn't count as a unit. So that was hard on some of us still. But those that, you know, could make it, and we hoped the others, but yet and still, put all the blacks in, had to go to the back of the class. That's the way they did every day. You know, they did something. And if you be trying to get in the classroom, a group of boys would stand there and hold the door, and wouldn't let you in, the teacher be sitting there, she'd be scared to say something to them. All right, then you got to go to the office and get a tartar slip. Well, then, if you get so many, you know, you have to stay at home a day or two. It was rough out there. But after we started fighting back, it calmed down. Everybody got along real well. And some of the girls was real friendly. You know, they were helping and stuff. And then riot broke out again when one of the black boys was standing in the hall and this white girl, you know, was standing up there and everybody was laughing. And so this black boy pulled his handkerchief out like he was going to be nice to the girl, you know, and offered to her, but he didn't. He just blew his nose on and just died laughing. And which he got sent to the office, and he got a whooping some of the other boys.
Just for that?
Yeah. And no sooner he stepped out the door, some group of white boys beat him up. And when he done that, he broke out again.